The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
From Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that is not only a member of Selfie Addicts Anonymous, she's the president. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 my pretties. Hello, happy Monday. It is I, Miss Kinky Katie. Oh, welcome to the 53rd edition. 53rd edition of Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com. You're also watching via YouTube over at KinkyKatieRadio.com. Also, don't forget to check out my Facebook page. Guess what it is? Kinky Katie Radio. It's under Entertainer. Working his magic behind the boards, pressing my buttons in every which way possible, Mr. SC.
What up?
Hi, my little Amish one.
What's going on there, Batgirl?
What was that, huh?
I was trying to find a bat signal.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Just beaming on the bat cave.
Not quite on the cave, near the cave.
Well, yeah, you know, it's shining from the cave.
Gotcha.
He's lost. He needs help. He's bunking with all the Asians that are here for the snowbirds.
Well, they got good room rates in there.
Yeah, I know. I can fit a whole bunch of them in there, so it like works out for me. It's like extra income. You know?
I hear you. Just got to deal with all the Asians coming in and out of your crouch all day.
See, if you guys don't listen to Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl on Radio IO on Fridays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, it's been a long-running joke that my gaping, cavernous pussy, I rent it out, and there's people lost in there, hikers, spelunkers, you know. Well, there was going to be a whole, tour group. But there was kids in there, so, you know, I shut that door. You know, it's kind of an adult thing. I keep it that way. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at Kinky Katie Radio. I kind of went into like a fit last night.
A fit?
Yeah.
Of what?
I could say my hormonal attitude was quite bitchy.
Oh, that.
Yeah, I kind of went on a Facebook rampage, too.
Did you?
Not that bad. It was just like, I did a post, and it was all caps, and that's annoying as it is.
It is.
Yeah, so I went there.
You're one of them.
Yeah. I was like, I'm so fucking irritated, and some people were like, you're stupid, because I was like, yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I know. So what?
Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes you got to knock me down a little bit. No, you don't. Oh my goodness. So we've got some fun stuff to talk about today. If you want to give us a call, it's 941-421-0401. If you want to get us on Skype, it's RAS, that's Raz Radio 1. So check us out there as well. I invited Dave to come on tonight if he wanted to. He's feeling sick tonight, or today. So I said if he was bored and feeling better, I mean, it is kind of past his bedtime.
Well, he's kind of like on that anti-doing radio kick. I don't know, anti-radio, but he wasn't sounding like, broadcasting, you know, like he was having fun there.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if he wanted to pop on or not. I gave him the option.
That's nice.
See? still saying there. All right, so you know how usually like the BBC reporters are all stuffy, like they're proper and kind of prudish.
Are they?
Well, I mean, have you noticed that most English people are like that? Like they come across very not sterile, but you know, just
stick up the ass, proper kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this journalist, Quentin Somerville, he was standing next to a bonfire that contained 8.5 tons of heroin, opium, hashish, and other narcotics that had been to be seized from a drug bust in Afghanistan. While he was on camera doing his report, and it was live, he just kept busting out in this high as hell giggle and laughter. He said he tried as hard as he could to keep his composure, and just no, he couldn't stop laughing, and he just kept getting more and more fucked up by the minute.
Yeah, no, I heard the
video.
And you know, basically, he just couldn't get through it. He'd start and stop, start and stop.
Awesome. I just think that's hysterical. That would be fun.
I wonder if he, if they drug test, if he failed it, if he'd have a problem, or if he'd have something to point to.
Well, I mean, they have it on camera, so they have evidence. I'm not fucking having a good old fucking bender weekend.
How are they over there with weed? I mean, is it like a, you know, here, like, the things are loosening, their states, they legalize and things like that. Is that shit going on over there?
I don't really hear anything about pot
weed in
over
England.
There. No.
Well, mm-hmm. In England and other countries over there, you do.
It's mostly, like, ecstasy and shit.
In England?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, over in the UK.
Huh.
I don't know. I've got
a lot about cocaine there, too, oddly enough.
Molly.
I don't know why. Yeah.
I don't know. But I can always find out. I got a couple of fans that are over there.
That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah,
it's not because I know you went there. It's because I know
maybe
you.
Maybe I did.
You talk to people sometimes that are
I do.
In the England area.
Well, I do. All right. If you guys are ever in Illinois, you got to go to the world's largest vagina. I did
I
say vagina because that's what it's
I
called.
Didn't marry it?
Hey, that's okay. You never have to return.
To what? England?
No, to the Batcave.
Okay.
To the. All right. Well, there are plenty of people, I'm sure, that would.
There's always anal. Void. Anal, oral. Anywhere else I can put it while you're sleeping.
Wow. Watch aim for the button.
Sure.
Yeah, you'd really stick your cock in my button with your absolute fear of belly buttons.
Yeah, it's not my finger. I'd stick my cock in there, yeah. I told you I'd fill it with stuff if you want. We'd make it like a little bukkake lake.
A bukkake lake. We could put Legos around it. We could have a Lego bukkake.
I don't know if I was going to go that far, but okay, if you really
Well, they
want
have
to
a Lego strip club for crying out loud. Why not? Have a cum jacuzzi. A jizz-koozie.
Okay.
So now my belly button is a jizz-koozie.
There you go. We got to find some use for it. Something.
Even though you didn't even think it's real anyway.
It's not. They moved it. It's not its original spot. Fuck that shit.
It is in the original spot. All right. I lost a shit ton of weight and they cut off like 18 pounds of skin off of my midsection. And he's saying that my belly button is not my belly button. Yes, it is. They just freaking snipped off the tube and
moved it.
They didn't move it. They just put the skin flat over it. It's in the same spot I was born with it in.
Okay. The mole that's next to your belly button. That's always been next to your belly button?
No.
Yeah. Where was it before? It was like up by your boobs. So your belly button is now up by your boobs.
No, they pulled the skin down, cut a hole. Anyway, this doesn't fucking matter. We're talking about a gigantic pussy here.
Okay.
And then you went to my plastic surgery.
I hear you.
Oh, Lord. Well, all right, the Mason County Museum, it's the newest, most controversial exhibit. It's called Beyond the Big Beef Curtain.
Nice. I like it.
And they said they've got mostly positive response about it. And this one woman said, I've lived in Illinois for 27 years, and I've never seen such an interest in art. A vaginosaurus. Who knew? But it's not just like this big old fucking pussy. They offer fun facts, tactical mazes, artifacts, and an extremely popular egg-to-sperm obstacle course.
I got a T-shirt. Can I get a hat? Bumper sticker?
Oh, God, that'd be great. What would it be? Uh-huh. I've been to the Vaginosaurus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'd probably write in Sharpie, I married it!
Joke never gets old.
Yeah, if we ever do have a wedding, we could get married in the Vagisaurus.
We got a wedding.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And then, Yeah, but you have to be there before 9 o'clock, because if you don't, then you have to wait. It's like a four-hour wait.
So who paid for this?
It's not, I don't know who paid for it, but the artist who did it goes by the name Big V.
Big V.
Big V.
That girl.
It's a girl. Because she said, I got so fucking sick of men bragging about how large their packages are. My vagina is big. No, wait. It's fucking huge. Why should I not be proud of it?
Nice.
So she's all happy, happy.
So did she model it after herself, anybody she knows, or is it just freestyle?
I don't know. I think it's just freestyle, just something she wanted. Maybe it is after herself. But yeah, but she credits her enormity in her lady parts to daily stretching and frequent and vigorous and varied visitors.
Ooh.
So lots of girls look at their coochies and consider them sacred ground. I like to think of my more as a timeshare in Cabo San Lucas. She also said that all of this stuff began in 2012 when she started to experience a discomfort in her uteral area.
Uteral.
Uteral in her area. Well, she had a bunch of tests done and stuff, and her friend, who's a plumber, offered his pipe camera.
Oh, so they stuck like a scope over snatch?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
They did. But now this is what I call bullshit on, okay? They found my unborn twin, that egg, somebody's TV remote, 3 teaspoons, 7 mismatched socks, my driver's license, and the stupid keys I've been looking for since 2008. Like a miracle. And that egg she was talking about was an imperial egg by the fucking Fabergé. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that I thought it was just funny.
But the giant
that she
pussy
said
actually exists.
Yeah, no, it's a piece of art. She was just being stupid. It says that we came all the way from Nebraska. It was worth every mile. The echo. And it's just funny. I thought it was funny.
Big giant. Where is it at?
It's in Illinois.
Illinois, like farmland, Illinois, Chicago.
Mason County Museum.
Yeah.
It's a Poplar City.
Hmm.
Poplar City.
Anybody from Illinois? Anybody?
Anyone?
941-something-something-something-or-other.
941-421-0401.
That's the number.
See, that's what we need to put on the board. That's one of the things.
I hear you.
Stop. Would you ever get your asshole pierced?
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, just for fun? I was going to say just for shits.
Well, no, it's just any piercing going like that close to your ass is just doomed. It's doomed. It's going to get infected.
And
get
ripped out.
Well, something bad is going to happen. I just, you know.
No good can come getting your ass pierced.
Well, since I'm not really used to my ass being pierced, I'm sure there'd be like an accidental wiping and it wouldn't be good. Fuck that shit.
Mm. Well, this poor piercer had a little accident with one of his clients.
He slipped?
No.
He fell? It went into his ass?
Okay, well, just to let you guys know that the fact that anal piercing does exist, and we all need to understand, in order for the piercing to get done, the asshole has to relax. And what happens when you add traumatic experience to a relaxed asshole? Disaster. Bad stuff. Did this stuff come out? It did this time.
Nice.
And to quote... All right, a bit of background. I've been a piercer at my local tattoo parlor for several years, and I've seen people do the simplest things like eyebrow piercings, scarlet piercings, etc. I've also seen people do the most bizarre things like dick, clip, balls, you know, even the asshole piercing. I've only done 2 asshole piercings in the 6 years that I've worked here. This guy comes in and says that he wants his asshole pierced. I wanted to laugh, but my professional face on, I told him my prices and answered his questions. Said he got his nipples pierced like 10 years ago after a horrible breakup, and he asked if he does butts, and the piercer said, yeah. So the guy said, was kind of giving a look. He said, with a straight face, he's like, yeah, but you got to go into the bathroom and wash your ass to my satisfaction. He said he didn't even bat an eye. He's just like, what? But then again, you can't really, if you're in that tattoo piercer profession, you can't look at someone like they're fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah, sure you can.
Well, I guess you can, but
yeah,
I mean,
you can tell them as you're doing it. You are fucking crazy.
Well, yeah, as you're doing it, but I don't know.
I mean, yeah, you're in business and you want them to do it, but whatever. You don't have to, like, hide your feelings on it.
Well, because I know some piercers that they won't pierce cocks at all. They are like, I'm not having another man's dick in my hand.
Well, yeah, no. They don't want to handle it. Don't handle it, you know?
You got to be hard, too, when you get a dick piercing, don't you?
Yes, it helps.
Because you did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, it's because there's a big difference between soft and hard. It wasn't completely hard.
Yeah, but, no, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, I didn't want, like, something to not fit, you know, when it grew. That wouldn't be good.
Oh, stretch.
That and something about feeling the membrane, blah, 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 something.
Oh, God. Then that makes me think of my friend Xander's tattooed his own cock.
No.
He put 3 stars on the head of his own cock.
No.
Not 1, not 2, but 3.
No.
4 stars.
Not only could I not do it by myself, I just, God. That's a lot of, yeah.
That's a lot of like buzzing and scratching.
Like, dude, getting it caught in a zipper is bad enough, let alone going at it with a needle.
And you're inflicting it on yourself.
No. No. I am not down with CBT. Not my gig. To all of those of you who it is your gig, good luck. Have fun. Don't lose anything.
Yeah.
Please don't lose it. Unless you want to, and that's your thing, then go ahead. But don't come crying to me. I'm not giving you another one.
Well, this is what happened next. They get into the piercing room, and I tell him to pull his pants down, and he gets on all fours on the table. Awkward already. Now I'm trying to get him in the position, his ass cheeks just right, so I can get to his asshole. I finally get him to spread his ass cheeks apart. I get out my needle. Needle dick. I can tell this guy is getting really nervous, so I said, don't tense up, man. Just relax. It's only gonna take a second. Just relax your asshole, don't tense up, or it'll be worse. So I have my face right up on this guy's ass, and I'm about to pierce him, and I say, okay, here we go. 2 seconds after I get the needle in, he blasts shit all over my face. I start screaming like a motherfucker trying to wipe shit off my face. He starts trying to stand up, but the needle's still in his asshole. And he screams bloody fucking murder. My boss runs in to find me wiping shit off my face, and this poor fuck is screaming and crying with his pants down. God, that alone already, I can completely see happening. I can, whether it be to me or someone that I know, because I can see that happening.
I would think it would happen kind of, I wouldn't say regularly, but yeah. I could see it with like any kind of a piercing, like somebody shitting themselves for sure.
Oh my God. You know, surprisingly enough, my clit didn't, well, I got my hood pierced. It didn't even hurt. I think I was probably drunk when it happened.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. But it's after I got cleaned up and we all got the needle out of his ass. I said, why did you shit on me? He just stood there obviously embarrassed and says, you said to relax my asshole. I'm sorry. But if anyone's wondering how you can get your asshole pierced and not suffer from an infection, one Redditor has the answer. Does one person I knew who did this had his asshole pierced actually had the spot above his asshole pierced with a surface bar. Piercing a gooch is relatively safe, but putting a piece of metal through the actual anal cavity doesn't look or feel good. No piercer wants to put them in their portfolios, and it only puts the client at risk for pain or injury. People who do get asshole piercings are generally only doing it as a temporary piercing. It's a stupid human trick. It says, but my old friend just took a shower every time he shit or got sweaty, wore a lot of high-waisted loose pants until it healed. I have no idea how long he kept it because we fell out of touch. So who knows? He could still have a bull ring in his crotch. I just don't understand how that would feel. I mean, even like getting your gooch pierced. Oh, gosh, with me, you could just go through your pussy and out your asshole. Just get a big ring and just have it, like, right there.
I'm sure somebody's done it.
I'm Look sure it up. They have, too.
You haven't looked it up?
No, because I just thought about it just now. I would never do that.
No, that wouldn't be a good idea at all.
Oh, God, no.
You're connecting hole A and hole B, and you don't even let me, like, stick things in hole B and then put it in hole A afterwards, let alone stick a thing through both.
Yeah, no. No, there's nothing that goes in hole B that's going coming hole A.
Without cleaning, yeah.
Yeah, without cleaning first, thoroughly.
Because you like your big snatch.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need an infected big snatch. Nothing worse.
That's no bueno.
No bueno.
No bueno. All right, we've talked a bunch, well, not a bunch, but we've talked about before about guys taking up too much room on the buses with their balls, like the sitting wide. They're called man spreading. Okay, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, that there was women getting pissed and they actually banned it on public transport, like on the subways and buses in New York. It's called man spreading, where guys are taking up like 2-3 seats because they're opening their fucking legs because they say, I need ballroom.
Yeah, you do.
Well, hey, guess what? Here's one solution. Stop wearing fucking skinny jeans. You look like an idiot.
I don't wear skinny jeans, but yes.
Not you, but I'm just saying, like, out there, fucking your nuts wouldn't be almost inverted and they wouldn't hurt so bad if you fucking goddamn wore some looser pants. But you know what, though? Why don't you try leggings? They're just as tight and they're more comfortable. They're stretchy.
Because they don't have cool pockets and they're not made out of denim-esque material.
Oh, I'm sure that they can get those pajama jeans. Skinny jeans. They got pockets and they got little rivets on them, too.
There are no hipster-approved fucking leggings.
You never know.
They don't exist.
Oh, no. There are. They call them, like, meggings or something like that.
But you do. You need to open it. I mean, some people it's not so bad because there are guys who have, and it's really flexible hips, I think. Like my hips aren't very flexible, and like sitting with my legs together, it's more in my hips that it hurts me. But you're like, yeah, my nuts are uncomfortable too. I mean, there's a thing, dude. You know,
dude.
What? You can't make a law for that.
Well, recently a campaign to stop the new phenomenon known as man spreading in New York.
It's a new phenomenon.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. Well, people are getting pissed. That's what's new about it. People are saying, being all uppity. It's probably 1 million moms being all fucking pissy. No, I don't need any ballroom, you stinky balls. Ugh, they hate everything. But a men's rights organization is all in a tizzy, especially in Canada. Like, Canada is getting more into it from New York than New York is. Anyway, they're demanding that men should be allowed to spread their legs as wide and as far as they want to avoid squishing their balls. Canada has also launched a petition to allow such comfort.
They're very anti-nuts up there in Canada.
They say, because it's so fucking cold. They just sucked up. No, but the Canadians are for it. They're trying to help the dudes. And they say it's the same as breastfeeding in public transport or bringing a stroller on. It just takes up space. No, it's not. Anyway, it says the petition states that if men want to open their legs on the bus as wide as they want, then they can. They should be allowed to, regardless of other people's personal space.
Anybody should really, it's just not, it's just rude, whatever. It's not polite.
Yeah, no.
Man or woman, though. Why you gotta ask, why is it gotta be singling a sex out? I don't get it.
Well, because maybe that's just people were complaining about guys.
Just creepy guys, not good looking guys. They don't count. They can do that.
Well, yeah. No. That's kind of like, maybe it's not kind of like that, but that's like a guy who's sitting there and there's a pregnant lady standing up and he doesn't offer her the seat.
How pregnant?
A week? No. You know, like pregnant, showing.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to watch them stand, though. They look better.
You're mean.
Not really mean. I would let them sit down if they wanted to, sure.
Yeah, on your face.
No, I'd let them sit in a seat. I'd be nice. I'm not horrible like that.
Yeah, you'd wait till they got off the stop. The whole time you're probably smelling their hair, sucking in their pheromones.
Yeah.
Lord help her if she's
pregnant,
blonde.
Pheromones are good. What are you going to do? It's natural.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
But I'd give my seat for sure.
Well, yeah. I'm still slightly edgy from last night, but I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I want to go to a comic book convention. I'm really excited. I want to wear this dress out somewhere.
It's because you got the Batgirl thing. And what's up with the belt? You got anything in there? Any kind of utility?
No, but I can get a utility belt. I'm looking for a bright yellow corset, and I can't find one anywhere, like on Etsy, nowhere.
You can find one.
Well, yeah, if I get one made, but I don't want to pay a shit ton of money for it.
You can find one. You'll come across it.
Because I think yellow would look better.
Nah. Either way, it works.
Oh, so it looks like January, I think, 17th or so, I'm going to be in Orlando at the Woodshed. Going to party. I haven't been there in a long time, a couple years. But Cecil, one of the owners of the Woodshed Orlando. He's going to be coming on Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl in February because they're having a big, huge Valentine's Day / anniversary party over at the Woodshed, which is a BDSM club. So it's pretty cool.
Cool. So are we going to, so we are going to be going over for nighttime activity too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. That'll be fun. It's a good place to check out for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you're available, right?
You're my social planner.
Okay, good. You, well, you know.
Me, am I available?
Well, I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple things that you've kind of said. I'm like, I'm not going by myself.
Well.
Anyway. But we're going to take a quick little breaky poo. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some interesting, more interesting pictures from plastic surgery parties.
It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
I don't mind a little cold weather, snow, or ice.
But when it becomes too intense, it isn't very nice.
At first, snow is beautiful. It's fluffy, white, and rich.
But when I have somewhere to go, it's such a fucking bitch. All I want to do is trot on over to the store. But now there's all the snow and ice that wasn't there before. I cannot walk 10 feet without falling on my ass. I must be honest and I'm sorry if this is kind of crass.
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
The snow is too fucking thick.
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
No one enjoys being sick. Winter can suck my dick.
I don't understand why I must make the weather suck. Something to do with harmony. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. Flying is way better than walking on the ground. But when I fly, I am repeatedly snowbound.
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
30 degrees below zero.
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
The sidewalk's always narrow.
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
Outside, keep your mouth closed, cause winter fucking blows.
Now I have to wear like 7 layers of clothing. These coats are collapsing my lungs, and yet I'm still singing. I can barely see anything with all the wind and snow. I'm almost killed by
homicidal ho.
Bum, bum,
winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
I don't know why others like it.
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
Holidays are a benefit.
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
But once they're over, it becomes a load of shit.
Insure fillies and colds might get at least one snow day. But then they have to make up all their homework anyway.
And snowball fights are kind of fun unless you are a nerd. This song should apply to you even if you haven't joined the herd.
Yeah. Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
The rooftops are caving in.
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
Weather like this should be a sin.
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
Can't wait for spring to begin. Frostbite fucked up my skin.
The other seasons have problems. Summer's hot as balls. But at least I can walk around and not constantly fall.
Speaking of which, autumn is fine despite the leaves dying. And spring has rainbow makes up for it with rainbows, flowers,
and other gay stuff.
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
Can traffic please move faster?
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
Californians are lucky bastards.
Winter's fucked up, winter's fucked up.
How long will this bitch last?
I hope this shit melts fast.
Fuck winter in the.
And now, on with the show.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com. That's the kind of earworm song that gets stuck in your head. Winter's fucked up. Winter's fucked up.
No, it is. I thought you meant this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I dig this song. I was really surprised that you picked this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't think that. I thought it'd be dubsteppy or something.
No, it's got a little remix going on to it.
But I dig this song. Usually you think my taste in music sucks.
Well, it doesn't always suck. It doesn't.
Oh, my God. It must be winter in hell.
I'm telling you, you're like a show tunes person.
Not all the time.
Not all the time, but you are a show tunes person.
Ah.
See?
Ah.
See? That says it all. I mean, that says it all, literally. I'm not saying show tunes are horrible, but you actually enjoy them.
Well, not all of them. I mean, I'm not a Barbra Streisand fan.
What?
I hate Barbra Streisand.
What are you talking about? She's like your mother's generation's greatest singer.
Okay, so what are you saying? I'm stuck in my mother's generation?
I don't know. Get off my lawn! You were just bitching about the kids in the fucking, in the whatever jeans they wear nowadays.
The skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans. They had skinny jeans in the 80s.
I know. It didn't look good then either.
Yeah, well, it looked better when you had long hair and makeup on. You know.
Well.
No.
That's your opinion.
No. That's fact.
Ah! Guess what I found?
What did you find?
I found another cute little installment from our favorite people at the Daily Flogger.
Oh.
Is it
at least funny?
We're getting... it's things about dungeons you need to know. But actually, what I was getting to, I did say we were going to talk about the plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery?
Yeah, plastic surgery. Clinic. They got into a lot of trouble because they posted that there's a plastic surgery clinic where they posted pictures on Instagram of the nurses and doctors having a birthday party with a unconscious patient on the table right behind them.
Oh, they weren't like posing with them, no?
They did.
Oh.
But they were eating cake and they still had their gloves on and their surgical masks hanging from their neck. And they were eating cake and burgers in and around the patient, like in the same room. They're like, that is very unhygienic. I mean, that's fucking bad. And then another one, they said the pictures were quickly taken down, but they found another one where this one woman, she had implants on her chest and was taking pictures and put the implants on the patient, just set them on top, took a picture. Yeah, there's another clinic that's also in trouble because they made two twin towers of other people's jawbones. Because people apparently over there, they like to go in and get their jawbones shaved down or taken off to a slimmer face. They try to get a slimmer face.
Mm-hmm.
So they made, there's two towers of other people's jawbones.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's like you're playing like Stranger Jenga. Just pick it apart. Wait till it falls. No. All right. Well, I thought I'd have something on that one.
I don't know.
Well, this may be more.
Just trying to wrap my head around it. Really, like they were posing with people. They had extra jawbones. I don't know.
I know you're busy doing your thing.
I'm doing a thing.
Oh God. But yet it usually comes together, surprising or not. Actually, I'm usually the one that's just like, huh? I have no idea what's going on. But I'm actually pretty with it tonight. So that's a good thing.
No, you're doing good.
Yeah. I guess because I like this dress a lot. It's like obnoxious and I love it. It's like dorky. I dig it. There's a guy on Craigslist. He's branding himself as a chill, cool guy. Well, he's offering females a ride from Montreal to Toronto in a brand new car in exchange for some nice conversation and exactly one blowjob.
Cool.
And he said females only.
Sounds like a good barter.
I didn't look. You know what? I didn't look up to see how far away Montreal was from Toronto.
I don't know. It's not.
Where's my Scorchy in Saskatoon?
No, Montreal and Canada are in the same province, so it's not like they're not. I mean, I don't know how far apart, but they're not like 2 days apart.
No, well.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was like down the fucking block, like they just don't want to get cold or something.
No, it's not quite that bad, but they're not that far apart. I don't think. I could be wrong. I don't know.
It's like, well, it's like, how long does it take you to come? Because, I mean, I want to know how long I'm going to have to keep fucking giving you roadhead or something.
No, you don't get that till the end.
No, what if you swore? Oh.
Yeah, no. No. You don't get a blowjob till the end.
See, now you're thinking smart. So you're thinking like a hooker, like a prostitute. You know, get your shit, then you maybe you get what you want.
You get paid first. That's the way it works.
Well, no, you'd be getting paid after.
No, you get the hooker, get paid first.
Yeah.
I get my motherfucking ride first.
Right.
And then we'll talk about blowjob. We'll go to a nice truck stop. You can wash your ass. I can check for anal piercings because that's a deal breaker right there.
And fistules. And then we'll take pictures with them.
What? What is a fistule?
It's like a polyp in the butt.
Ow.
I think. That's what I've all heard it associate with.
It's out there.
I'm probably pulling it out of my ass.
It's out there.
I don't know. Yeah. People are like, Jesus Christ.
So what do you got there?
All right. Now this is the Daily Flogger. Oh, my goodness. This is things people need to know about dungeons. Number one. People there are friendly. Ha. The only friendly people are the ones that want to play or fuck or enter into a relationship. Well, it gets better. It says, let's be honest with ourselves. If these people were in our local burger joint, we'd eat somewhere else. Never before has a venue been created to bring together so many incompatible people under one roof. It's truly an amazing feat. Think about it next time someone says hi to you.
You must be in a really depressing area or something.
Dude, I mean, I'm serious.
We've been to a few different areas, and generally people, kinky, dungeon aside, kinky people are usually friendly on a certain level with other kinky people, it's in a dungeon, wherever it is. You go to Fat Con, anything like that, are generally pretty accepting of each other because you get so sick of everybody else
judging you and being all fucking. Blah. That's why I love when I get a hold of these little nurgles of gems, these little nuggets of info, because I'm not sure how to take them. I'm not sure if someone's actually being serious. Or if they're completely fucking with the people that go to that page.
That could be a troll.
It could be.
You seem to be troll heavy there.
So, but hey, it's getting my attention and I'm talking about it, so it's doing something. Number two, it's the cleanest place you've ever been. Nope. Your mother's womb was the cleanest place you've ever been. Unless she was a crack whore, in which case the floor of the county hospital that the drunken OBGYN dropped you on is the cleanest place you've ever been. That sticky residue on the spanking horse, that's not a spilled soda. It's leakage from someone's ass mixed with the lube they used to insert the butt plug, dried for 3 days before someone else's sweat reactivated it. And now you're chowing down on the free ding-dongs from the catering area. With the same hand that just spent 53 minutes swirling it around while you went all spacey. You've just had access to more alcohol than a Russian factory worker on a binge, yet it won't help. You're operating in a sea of slime, needles, jizz, saliva, vaginal outbursts, and anal explosions. Embrace it. Down Dirty beats Disney movies with the family any day.
Well, not for nothing, no matter what dungeon you go to, no matter where it is, it is, even a very clean dungeon is still like a very clean gym. There are people sweating.
Yeah.
There are body fluids coming out of people doing straining. Things are happening in a gym.
Yeah.
Same fucking place you go in a gym.
Yeah.
But like at a clean gym, a clean dungeon, people generally really do clean up after themselves, but it's your responsibility.
Your
responsibility. If you're
going
to lay on something to wipe that shit down with a fucking wipe.
Because you don't know what the person before you did or didn't.
That's right. It's like wearing
rubber. Well, and a lot of clubs and dungeons and stuff, they will have available for you bacterial wipes, yeah. Bleach stuff, Barbasol, paper towels. Upon paper towel. I mean, just there are places that are clean.
Even at its best, it's still as clean as a clean gym. So if you think of it that way, there are probably some more other fluids flying around somewhere or other. But people who are into blood play, they generally that we've seen are somewhat responsible with like letting the blood,
tarps
like,
and everything, and then they bring their own hazardous waste needle disposal bucket.
However, we have also seen completely unsanitary blood play before.
Yeah.
So we've seen it both ways. It's just it's your fucking, if you're gonna lay on something, if you're gonna put your snatch on something, you better wipe it down yourself and clean it.
Yeah.
Yes. That, I mean, even in the best circumstances. Being what is going on, sweatiness, stuff like that, fluids happen.
Yeah, they do. You're absolutely right with
that.
Protect
yourself. What are you doing?
Protect yourself before you wreck yourself.
So that's not too bad, though.
No,
I mean, you know.
No, right. What's this?
Still, you know, they're friendly people. Kind
of
weird.
Now, this one of these kind of makes me giggle, and you'll figure out why. I'm going to find the perfect slave, sub, master, mistress, top, bottom, daddy, mommy there. What you're going to find is Ted, the local butcher's schizophrenic assistant with the toy bag full of rope and pliers, smiling at you with that missing tooth grin and halitosis that knocks you down from 10 feet away. Or Sparkles, the 3 days since a shower dream submissive who lives at home with her alcoholic mother, 8 cats, 2 gerbils, and Toby, the 3-legged miniature schnauzer. Her kink is sticking her finger up her ass and smelling it and collecting her toenail clippings for future gift for her soon-to-be-found dom. On the other side of the room is Savage, the local rip stud, long hair, perfectly developed body, and just the right amount of facial hair and intimidating scowl to have all the young girls lining up to catch herpes from him. He's a self-described artist, which in the BDSM code for unemployed loser. Still, once he borrows the cab fare from his parents and unloads his 3 toy cases, he is truly the master of the room for the evening.
Well, you know, yeah, that's a depressing place he's at, really. So that's going on. Those people exist, though. I mean,
this is written by a female, I believe.
There are people of all fucking
walks of life.
Yeah, including all of that.
Yes, there is Sparkles and Ted,
yeah,
and
sure,
Savage. But then
sure
there's also, hi, there's also me. And there's other people, too.
Yeah, for sure. That's not all you find unless, you know, you're in like Alaska. That could be it. That could be like on the last frontier out there.
Dude, I wonder. There's no freaking way that there's like a club.
Sure,
like,
there
like,
is. Sure, there
really
is.
Like a fetish club.
I bet there
in
is.
Alaska.
Dollars to donuts.
I know there's strip clubs.
I
so
bet
yeah,
there is.
You know, you're probably right.
There's a group of people that will get together in Alaska.
See, because all I think of is like fucking a Northern Exposure and goddamn that shit that we watch now, the Alaskan frontier and stuff
there
like that.
Like towns,
the bush people.
And a few cities.
I know. I'm not thinking like that. I'm just thinking what I've been seeing lately.
Yeah, I'll climb out of their bear hut.
Roar.
Yeah.
We do real furries here.
That's
roar.
I can go out extra today because I chopped enough firewood yesterday, so I can go take a trip to town and
hustle me
today.
Up some beaver.
There you go. That shit's everywhere though. Don't fool yourself.
No, yeah. No, I know. All right, home away from home? No, it's not. Ever come home from work and to find 37 people in your living room and those people follow you around and watch everything you do? I'm guessing probably not. It's a place of business. It's a place to get kinky as long as you pay. Or if you're under 22 and hot, and as long as you're willing to play, will fuck, blow, or the organizer, owner, or DM, you don't have to cover your utilities, rent, or other expenses. So come pay your money, get your kink on, and leave when you want. It's why you go to a hotel to cheat on your partner, because quite simply, some things can't be done at home.
Yeah, well.
On some extent, you can do this shit at home. And if you want to do it out in public, because I like to be watched. I'm an exhibitionist. I like to do things in public.
Yeah, but that and the chances of me and you doing something BDSM, like getting into different BDSM things, we're probably not going to do it at home. We're probably going to make a point to do it
out
for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because that's half of the fun.
Yeah.
For us is being in front of people and watching other people.
Well, that's like
enjoy
when I
themselves doing stuff.
As in, there's people that you I haven't...
I can't do that at home. I mean, I could. I could have the people over, but that's the same fucking thing.
That's true.
That's the same thing.
Well, you're right. You're right. I was like, I like to, when I go to parties and events, I like sometimes to play with people that I've never played with before because I don't know what to expect from them. And the reaction is just as fun for the people who are watching.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like drunk camera guy when he fucking brought me to my knees with the paddle.
No, and like I said, you can't meet these people. I mean, if you already know somebody and you want to have somebody over your house, that's one thing. But when you go to a dungeon, you go to an event, something like that, you're bound to see things you haven't seen, to talk to people you haven't talked to, you know, because everybody's got a point of view and maybe you pick something up you like. No. I don't know. You can't do that shit at home at all.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I agree. I like that. And then the very last one is, it's not a dungeon. Real dungeons are in castles. That's right. Castles. You know those things that no one has built for about 800 years? This isn't a castle you're in, so stop calling it your place. So stop calling your play space a dungeon. It's an industrial property, possibly in a bad part of town, and there's no moat. Look for a moat. I bet there isn't one. Start calling it your local club or space. It's more accurate, and people won't laugh behind your back when you call it a dungeon.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of funny. It's an industrial place, probably in a bad part of town.
And whatever you do when you go to that place, do not fantasize either. Don't call it what it's not. No fantasy around here.
Now I kind of just want to, I really want to like dress you up as a dragon and I want to put elf ears on and wear my wig and, you know, just and say,
why do you want to do that again?
Say, this is my dungeon. Oh. This is, I'm calling it a dungeon. This is my fantasy and... I'm going to be ravaged by the dragon. You okay. Must slay the dragon to fuck me.
You mean a giant squid suit? You're like a giant octopi squid suit kind of thing going on?
Yeah.
You dig it.
I totally would dig it. That'd be fun.
Yeah. It'd be an awesome costume, I guess.
Yeah, and then do like cupping on my back so it feels like a big old tentacle suction cups.
You gotta find somebody else to wear the fucking squid, though.
Why?
I can't walk around something like that for a while. You know me.
Yeah, I know.
Like the amount of stuff. I could do a costume fine as long as it's not like, you know.
We'll get you morph suit of Aquaman.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So you could talk to the octopus so you could tell him what to do.
I could do that. Sure.
Sure. But then again, you know, octopus and an elf. Yeah, fuck it. It's my fantasy. It's fun.
Yeah, it doesn't have to make sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. Well, since we're talking about the Daily Flugger, I am going to hop to this real quick, and then I've got other ones, too. But, yeah, so the BDSM folks are already really, really pissed at Jamie Dornan. Jamie Dornan, he's the guy that's going to play Christian Grey in the 50 Shades movie.
I thought they were canceling that interview style or something. Didn't they say that, report that last week?
Yeah, so this is a new one. It says, in the upcoming February issue of LUK, the 50 Shades of Grey star mentioned that he made a trip to a sex dungeon no, to research his role of Christian Grey. His statements seem to be a little off, especially those with the BDSM community. This is what he said. These are his quotes. I went there, they offered me a beer, and they did whatever they were into. And he also said, I was like, come on, guys, I know I'm not paying for this, but I'm expecting a show. It was an interesting evening. Then going back to my wife and newborn baby afterwards, I had a long shower before touching either of them.
Well. Well, I mean, you know how it is when you're expecting a fetish event and you go to a club. A club is not, that's not
it's
an event.
Right. It's not a, yeah. I mean, unless there's something, well, yeah, because I mean, like the Fetish Factory puts on shows. Like, I mean, it's a fetish club, but it's like, it's a dance club. It's, I love them.
Well, even the other events that they have, the extreme parties, you know.
Well, yeah, the extreme parties, it's not like a show. Everyone is...
But as an area, it seems like in South Florida, there are more people that go to those things to do their kink in public. So they're doing a show, but they're doing their kink at the same time. It's not, you know... It's not the same as going to a
club. Definitely not. Because, I mean, that's why I was completely shocked when we first went to the Woodshed. Because that's not what I was expecting. Yeah. I had a good time though.
Well, because it's a club. People, it's a facility people use to play.
Right.
So you know that, and you have that aspect. Everybody kind of knows everybody, and it's a smaller area. You know.
Yeah. No. I enjoy it.
So I can imagine that this guy, you know, Vanilla Boy, walks into like a regular fetish club, not an event, not a party, not something where there is no show. There's no nothing. People show up there to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably know everybody except for this dildo in the corner.
I just think that it's a little strange, though, that that some of the like the BDSM clubs where it's not all the fanfare, it's more of your pleasure, your play place. That they serve liquor, because that just, I don't know, that kind of seems like that would be a bad idea.
Go back 8 years ago and say that to yourself.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have gone to a club that didn't serve alcohol.
Yeah, no, that's true. And please, I would have a to-go cup on the way. Sometimes we'd even stop at the bar with the to-go cup.
And a place like the Woodshed, you know, neither one of us were like undercover drunk either. We were pretty obnoxious. And they would have thrown us out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But
I can completely see how this dude walked into a club, thought he was going to like something Eyes Wide Shut party.
And it just wasn't what he was thinking, what he had in his mind. Well, they reached out to the founder of the BDSM petitioner, this guy Stephen Elliott. Well, he expressed offense at Dorian's what he was like characterizing the community. He said, "To me, it's the equivalent of making a movie about gay people and making homophobic remarks." Elliott said to the International Business Times that of Dorian's comments. For some people, BDSM is an orientation. 50 Shades of Grey is based on people who exist. To make a movie based on those people and then call their desires disgusting, I feel like anyone with kinky desires should boycott this film.
Yeah, I don't know. If I didn't watch every movie where the actor, you know, had the same response 98% of the population has.
Yeah.
You know, I and that I'm okay with them having it, you know.
Yeah,
I mean that you can have whatever opinion you want to have of it, and you want to think things are dirty, cool, as long as you don't fucking rain on my parade, I'm all right.
Please, I had someone tell me that I was made filthy and disgusting porn.
Well,
and I still worked with her for another year.
Yeah, but it's not the fact when somebody makes it a point to say, you know, how you fuck offends them, then fuck that. That's a different gig.
Yeah.
You know, that's a completely different gig.
Yeah, no. That's true.
You know, some people they're not going to like what other people do. One way or another, they're not going to like any of it. So expect it.
Yeah. Well, this is what I got for tonight, and awesome. We're going to be right on time. Actually, might be a little over, but that's all right. Well, it seems that everybody's been watching family-themed porn over this holiday season, according to Pornhub.
Have we?
Oh, I guess we have. Yeah, Pornhub, they put together the most popular XXX Christmas-themed searches on... This is what people have been watching on Christmas Day. Okay. Now, this is going from most searched down to the bottom, most searched terms on Pornhub: naughty Santa's helper, fucking dad's girlfriend, Christmas fuck, Christmas, Merry Christmas, brother stepsister, Mrs. Claus, Christmas present, mother-in-law with son, Christmas party, mom and stepson, overstuffed, stepmom, stepson, stepdad and daughter, and elf.
Lots of family porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of family porn in there. Wow.
Yeah, dude. And the top trafficking day on December 25th was the UK, and the very bottom was India. We were ranked, the USA was ranked number 7.
Well, yeah, there's not a lot of, yeah. 7, that's not too bad.
7, that's pretty high. Well,
you know, from 1, I'm sure.
Nah, I mean, that was.
Where does the United States rank on a normal day?
Oh, well, porn? Yeah, that's true.
You know, so you probably dropped to 7, you know.
The Germany level. Oh. The Scheiße. I don't know. I just thought it'd be fun.
Slightly.
So, yeah, we're going to be... Happy New Year coming up, everybody. This is the last show we're going to be doing in 2014. I just realized that. So, yeah, we're going to be back next Friday, I think. I'm going to be back for 10 to 11 for One Night Stand with Miss Amber.
This Friday?
I believe so.
You guys have been off for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, she's been out of town. So, but then Friday, I won't be back till January 9th. I'll be doing Sex Talk with the Dirty Go live on Radio IO from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But you can catch everything that I'm doing, events, shit that's coming up, pictures. I post the nudie ones on Twitter and the non-nudie ones on Facebook because, you know, don't want to get in trouble. But you can tweet me at Kinky Katie Radio, Kinky Katie Radio on the Facebook. You can also go to kinkykatieradio.com. Also, I have a thing going on. If you have original music, if you want to get your fucking shit played, heard more, email them to me. Email your original music to kinkykatieradio@gmail.com. And if I dig it, I'll put it on either this show and or I'll use it as bumper music on my Radio IO show. And I will announce who you are and what the song's name is. So.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought that'd be something interesting.
Cool.
A little something to do. Hey, I've been getting some pretty damn good submissions. So you guys need to get on the fucking ball to name Mama June's sex tape. That contest does end on January 16th. You get a full size bottle of Spunk Lube, and you also get a signed, probably naughty picture of the Dirty Girls, myself and my co-host Miss Kitty. So Maybe we'll even throw in a booby painted print t-shirt. That's a maybe. We don't know though. If you're lucky.
Painted with boobies or painted on boobies?
What we've been doing lately, which is kind of fun, Betty Page and I, we painted our tits and then squished them onto a white t-shirt and then signed it. And then you get it. So you get booby prints and signatures. She's got some nice tits, Miss Kitty. She's got some nice tits. They're like secret titties. You don't really know how awesome they are until they're out and like naked. You're like, damn, those are fucking nice titties.
It's a good thing she doesn't own much clothing.
It is a damn good thing.
Same. You always see them.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. And that's a good thing. All right, guys. Well, we're getting out of here. Thank you all for another fun night. I will be seeing you soon. And kisses on your pink bars. Good night.
I like tacos and burritos.